As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Friday Christmas Day, December the 25th, 2009. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Got the good news. We've got some facts for you today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can certainly pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. And you also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Good morning and thank you, Liberty Radio, Micro 1650 AM. 94.3 in Elgin, Texas. Thank you for broadcasting this to your local listening audiences, be they large, be they small, all across America. Our call-in number remains throughout the program at 866-841-1065. And yes, we're live today. It is Christmas. Today we'll talk a little bit about the birth of Christ, part 10, perhaps the concluding segment of this discussion on Zionism, Judaism, culture comp. We'll start in on a little bit about humanism, kind of a corollary, a lead-in, an understanding of Zionism cannot really be had without understanding what is humanism. As I said, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Rather interesting sidebar in history, culture comp. Kulturkampf, a German term denoting the contest for political and legal rights waged between the authorities of Germany on the one hand and the authorities of the Roman Catholic Church on the other hand. The conflict was begun by Prince Otto Eduard Leopold von Bismarck Schönhausen in 1872 and had for its main point of dispute the control by the state of educational and ecclesiastic appointments. He contended that the declaration of papal infallibility by the Vatican Council in 1870 was an arrogation of rights dangerous to the state, and that the Catholic Church had assumed an attitude of aggression dangerous to the laws of their state. The ill feeling rising from the questions at issue led the Reichstag to pass a law in 1872 expelling the Jesuits from the German Empire. The outbreak of the Kulturkampf, however, dated from the enactment of the May Laws of 1873, aiming at state control of the clergy. The Catholic bishops, clergy, and people refused to recognize the validity of the new laws. This opposition was met by still more drastic government measures, and in 1875, all recusant priests were deprived of their salaries and all religious orders were abolished. The accession of Pope Leo XIII, prepared the way for a resumption of friendly relations, however. Get up right there on the other side. Please stop.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday Christmas morning, December the 25th, 2009, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the opening segment, I read from the Encyclopedia Americana the title, Kulturkampf. It's an unusual word. Kulturkampf. It's a German term denoting the contest again for political and legal rights waged between the authorities of Germany on the one hand and the authorities of the Roman Catholic Church on the other. Remind you of the revelation, if you will, this profound thought I had some years ago now, that there is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Statism has been with us for a long time. The birth of Jesus, or the birth of Christ, goes on this wise, out of Matthew, book 1:18, out of the King James Bible. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, and shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go, and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And the story continues. And it is based on this occurrence that Christianity began, and a rift, if you will, in the house of Judah began likewise. Disagreement as to whether or not this was or this was not the Messiah spoken of and long awaited for. Judah, an interesting study in itself. But then there were the Judaizers, certain early Christian converts who insisted on retaining the rites and the ceremonies of the Jewish law. They were naturally Jews, and among the concessions that they insisted should be made to them as new Christians was permission to observe the rite of circumcision. The Apostolic Council decided that these Jewish customs were not binding on Christians under the new gospel dispensation, Paul opposes the views of these Jewish converts very strongly in the letter to the Galatians. And this encyclopedia article also points us then on to see Paul, the Ebionites, and the Nazarenes. Of course, so closely related is Judas, or Judah, or Jude, one of the brothers of Jesus. Practically nothing is known concerning him save the meager details found in the New Testament and what has come to us from tradition. Some scholars assume that according to John 7:7, Judas and the other brethren did not believe in the Messiahship of Christ until after the resurrection. That he was a married man, we would infer from Paul's writings. Scholars ascribe to him the authorship of the Epistle of Jude, wherein he speaks of himself as the servant of Jesus Christ. And it says to see Jude, the epistle thereof. Let's find out a little bit more about Zionism and Judaism. As we've found out already, Zionism has precious little to do with religiosity, if you will, religion. Most of it has to do with the advancement of the socialist, Marxian socialist ideology, largely, if not wholly, atheistic and certainly humanistic. But there is Judaism, and that's not the same as Zionism. We'll find out a little bit about Judaism right after this break.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Hey, y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordat Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
And as I stated in the previous segment, there is a distinction that must be made clearly in our minds between Judaism, which is a religion, a belief system, a faith, and Zionism, which itself is a faith, but it's a political tactic, largely, for the advancement of Marxian socialism, largely atheistic in nature. Quite a bit of difference. This article from the Encyclopedia Americana, the latest entry, I think, here is 1946, for likely this was written in about 1947 or 1948, by Ira Eisenstein, a rabbi, the author of a book titled Creative Judaism, and that for this article for the encyclopedia. Out of many, this is the 19th section on this idea of Jewish history and society, religious traditions and customs, until the end of the 18th century, that would be the last of the 1700s, practically all Jews adhered to the traditional conception of Judaism. Since that time, variations within the Jewish group have developed. Some Jews have retained their traditional regimen, while others have repudiated some parts of it. Still others have instituted modifications in the practices and have reinterpreted the traditions. The traditional attitude was based upon the belief that the entire Jewish way of life had been revealed by God to the Jewish people through the Pentateuch and its authorized interpreters. The interpretations of the Pentateuch are to be found in the rest of the Holy Scriptures and in the rabbinical writings, principally the Talmud in its Babylonian version, edited about 500 A.D. All types of commanded behavior regarded equally as of divine origin and therefore equally binding. Ethical laws and ritual laws enjoyed the same status. They were all designated as mitzvot, or commandments. There were in all 613 commandments intended to guide the Jew through every moment of his life, from birth to death, and from his awakening in the morning until his going to sleep at night. Commandments for the male Jew. In the life of the Orthodox male Jew, the following important mitzvot are observed. Circumcision. In Hebrew, this is called Beret Milah. This rite is referred to in the Bible, Genesis 17 and 10, in the following words: every male child among you shall be circumcised on the eighth day of life. The foreskin of the male organ is cut by a mohel, a man specially trained for this operation. A minyan, 10 males, is generally present, representing the community. Minyans, 10 males, representing the community. At the conclusion of the rite, the child is named. Circumcision is a sign of the covenant of Abraham, which binds Israel to God. During the operation, the Sandek, or the Godfather, holds the infant, and just before it takes place, the infant is placed on a special chair, which is known as the chair of Elijah, in honor of the prophet Elijah, who was believed to be the forerunner of the Messiah. Girls were officially named in the synagogue, usually on the Sabbath following birth. Pidyon Haben, or Haben. If a boy is the firstborn in the family, another ceremony takes place at the end of 1 month. This is called the Pidyon Haben, or Haben, or the redemption of the firstborn male. According to tradition, the firstborn male is always dedicated to the service of God, to serve in the temple. The parents, however, are given the opportunity of redeeming the firstborn child from such service by the payment of 5 shekelim to a Kohen, a priest, K or C-O-H-E-N, the Kohens, the priests, who serves for him. Since the destruction of the temple nearly 2,000 years ago, the ceremony has persisted, and the money is usually given to charity, the bar mitzvah. When a boy reaches the age of 13, he is legally an adult, and hence responsible for the observance of all those commandments incumbent upon Jewish adults. The ceremony of induction takes place in the synagogue on the Sabbath of the 13th birthday. At this time, the lad is called up to the Torah, or the law, and he recites the benedictions and the portions of the law designated for that day. Usually, he also chants the Haftarah, or some say Haftorah, or portion from the prophets of the week. The Torah portion, it's also sometimes stated. Thereafter, he is expected to participate in the life of the Jewish people in all its aspects, prayer and prayer symbols. The traditional Jew recites his prayers every morning, afternoon, and evening. During the weekdays, he puts on the talit, which is a prayer shawl containing the fringes of, or zitzit, I guess you would say, T-Z-I-T-Z-I-T. The fringes are referred to in Numbers 15, verses 37 through 41 as follows, quote, "Let them make them a fringe upon the corners of their garments, that they may look upon it and remember the commandments of the Lord," close quote. In olden times, these fringes were worn on the outer garments in daily use, but later, a small undergarment with fringes was substituted for this costume, known as the talit katan, the larger shawl being worn only during prayers. I'm sharing this with you so that you understand who Jesus was and how he was raised, being himself Jew. The daily morning prayers are also accompanied again by the wearing of the tefillin, or the phylacteries. It's this little box, a little enclosure that holds verses. It's usually worn either on the head or on the wrist sometimes. I've seen both. This is referred to in the Bible, "Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be for the frontlets between thine eyes." Tefillin are small boxes containing manuscripts attached to long leather straps. One is worn on the heart head, the other on the left arm pointing toward the heart. The manuscript in the head phylactery contains quotations from the Bible, reminding the Jews of their liberation from slavery, of the commandments to observe the Passover, the law regarding the redemption of the firstborn, and the basic prayers known as the Shema, which affirm the unity of God. The arm phylactery includes the same 4 sections written on one single strip of parchment. The phylacteries. During prayers, the skull cap too is worn. This is the traditional way of showing respect. It derives from the practice of Oriental peoples in general. The very pious, traditional Jew wears the skull cap at all times because he considers himself always in the presence of God.
Information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we proceed to gain a little bit of an understanding of just what are the religious traditions and customs of Jewry. And we continue with a section here. Again, this was written by Rabbi Eisen. Let me get this correct. Eisenstein. Ira Eisenstein. Found in the Encyclopedia Americana in a lengthy, very, very informative article, series of articles, truly, many pages in length, on Jewish history and society. And it has many parts, this being traditions and customs. Marriage and divorce. Since the purpose of marriage has always been to establish a home, the ceremony takes place under a chuppah, or a canopy, symbolic of the home. A ketubah, and I beg those out there that understand and can speak Hebrew well, forgiveness for my lack of facility in the language, though I have studied it somewhat. Marriage contract, a ketubah, or a marriage contract, is drawn up and witnessed by two Jews, neither of whom may be related to the bride nor the groom. This document contains the obligations of the groom to the bride, as well as her obligations to him. The ceremony itself consists of a number of benedictions, but the actual declaration of marriage is made by the groom to the bride in these words, quote, Be thou sanctified unto me with this ring in accordance with the law of Moshe and of Israel. Close quote. At which time the groom places the ring on the finger of the bride. The ceremony concludes with the breaking of a glass to commemorate the destruction of Jerusalem and the dispersion of Israel. According to tradition, only the husband may institute proceedings for divorce against the wife, but she is protected by the provision that no divorce is valid unless she consents to accept it from the husband. It is customary for the Rebbe to attempt to dissuade the husband from such action, but failing this, he then arranges to have the get, or bill of divorcement, written for him. In traditional Jewish law, the husband and wife may not have any physical contacts during the period of the woman's menstruation, or for 7 days thereafter. At the end of that time, the wife is required to take a ritual bath in a pool, especially designed to provide running water, mikvah. A bride also bathes in the mikvah before her wedding. Burial and mourning rites. Before the dying person breathes his last, he recites the vidui, or duai. It's a confession. In the confession, he declares his willingness to accept death with resignation and faith, and he reaffirms the unity of God. Upon hearing of the death of a fellow man, a Jew recites, "Blessed be the true judge," thereafter performing the rite of keria, that is, making a slight tear in his clothing as a sign of mourning. This, however, is not permitted on the Sabbath or holiday. It is also customary as a sign of grief to cover up or put away all mirrors or other decorative objects. There's quite a story about that I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Spivak one evening during his broadcast. A large candle is lighted and renewed for 30 days, except on the Sabbath. The corpse is bathed and cleaned and prepared ritually, which is the tahara. It is then placed in a simple white shroud, or the tachrikin, then placed in a simple white shroud again. All burial tasks are usually performed by a volunteer society of pious Jews known as the Hefra Kadisha, or Disha, the Holy Society. It is considered a mitzvah, or a good deed, to take part in the funeral procession. A eulogy, or a hesped, is generally delivered only for distinguished men or scholars. Pious Jews arrange to have a little sack of Palestinian soil put in their coffins, and their bodies are placed in the ground so that their heads face towards Zion. Cremation is forbidden by Jewish law, since resurrection is a cardinal dogma, and destruction of the body by cremation is, by implication, a denial of resurrection. The surviving members of the immediate family then sit Shiva, or Shiva, literally seven, referring to the 7 days of mourning during which they do not leave the house, remaining at home to receive visitors who come to console them. The children of the deceased recite prayers 3 times a day for 11 months, adding the Kaddish, or the special prayer in honor of the dead. This prayer, in Aramaic, makes no reference whatsoever to the dead, but is a paeon in praise of God, who is honored in spite of whatever may befall man. Every year, the death anniversary is observed at home and in the synagogue by the lighting of the memorial lamp for the period of 24 hours. Frequently, the grave is visited on that day. This is known as Yahrzeit, or the anniversary of the death. Memorial services for the dead are usually held in the synagogue on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and on three major festivals. We'll come back to that, Yom Kippur, in a moment. At the end of the first year, a matzvah, or a memorial stone, is set up in the cemetery in memory of the deceased. Household symbols. The Jewish home is first identified at the door by the mezuzah, fastened to the doorpost. And again, I'm probably mispronouncing these. I'm not familiar with all of these terms. It is a small case of metal or wood in which a parchment scroll containing verses of the Shema, or the Declaration of the Unity of God, are written in Hebrew script. Upon entering or leaving the house, the pious Jew touches his fingers to the mezuzah and then to his lips. Inside the home, hanging on the east wall of the room, may be found the mizrach, or mizrach, a picture with verses and illustrations in praise of God in Zion. Placing it on the east wall indicates the direction of Jerusalem, and hence the direction towards which prayers are to be said. Ceremonial objects for various occasions of the year are to be found in the home. And this, of course, recalls our first day in the first segment of the broadcast in the series on Zionism, where we came to understand again from the encyclopedia that Zion is also Jerusalem. So Zionism, the socialist tactic, could be obfuscated within this reverence for Zion and all things East. Dietary laws. Every traditional Jewish home observes the laws of kashrut, the dietary laws, and these refer to the distinction between foods that may be eaten and those which may not. Kosher foods are permitted, and those forbidden are known as trefa. The laws of kashrut refer first to foods that may not be eaten at all. These include all winged insects and creeping things. Among the fish, those that have scales and fins are permitted. Others, like shellfish, are forbidden. Among the mammals, only those which have cloven hoofs and which chew the cud are permitted. Others are forbidden. In the family of fowl, certain specific birds are forbidden. And these are the author's words, including vultures, hawks, owls, ravens, storks, bats, and others. Of course, we know that bats are not birds. Then there are those foods which are forbidden because they have not been prepared in the proper manner. Meat must be slaughtered according to the rules of Shechita. The slaughtering is done by a shochet, or shohet, who has been specially trained to kill the animal according to the law. This is generally done by slitting the throat in one swift, painless stroke, permitting all the blood to flow out of the body. You'll never want to witness that affair, I can assure you, my friends.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We'll be turned once again to the to that section on the dietary laws, but before we do there, just recall, of course, there are 613 commandments intended to guide the Jew through every moment of his life, our author wrote here, from birth to death and from his awakening in the morning until his going to sleep at night. And if you refer in your own Bibles to Leviticus, here out of my King James Study Bible, this entrant, the opening summary is thus. The title Leviticus is a transliteration of the title in the Septuagint, the ancient Greek translation of the Old Testament. It is so named because it records the duty of the Levites. The Hebrew name for the book, as always, is the first word of the Hebrew text, means, "And he called." Leviticus, "and he called." This title is representative of the content and the purpose of the book, namely, the calling of God's people, and in particular, the calling of the Levites to minister before him. This third book of Moses is a primer for the moral and ethical instruction of the chosen people of God. As such, it contains civil, sanitary, ceremonial, moral, and religious regulations for the nation of Israel. All the offerings, as well as the ceremonies and laws, served to constantly remind Israel that God was eminently holy. God could be approached only by the priests, and then only in strict obedience to the detailed instructions for purification. God required the sacrifice of innocent animals for the covering of man's sins. These sacrifices were symbolic of the ultimate sacrifice which would take away the sin of the whole world. John 1:29. And here, in Leviticus 1 and 3, it speaks along this line. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement. And he shall kill the bullock before the Lord. And the priests, Aaron's sons, shall bring the blood, and sprinkle the blood round about the altar, that is, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he shall flay the burnt offering, and cut it into his pieces. Certainly those who've studied the Bible, when we think about on what day Christ may have been born, one really wouldn't look to the middle of the winter. When I made that study, I came up with a date much closer to September the 11th at about 10 o'clock in the morning, plus or minus 5 years. Anyway, with the idea of a live burning sacrifice, I guess we could say that America was greatly changed. Let's go back in and pick up where we left off here on the religious traditions and customs. Again, that blood may not be eaten in any form, because according to the Bible, blood is life. In order to make sure that all the blood has been removed, meat is soaked in water for half an hour, kept in salt for a full hour, and then thoroughly rinsed. Even eggs which contain blood spots are forbidden by Jewish law. Another phrase or phase of kashrut, they call it kashering in the kitchen, by the way, another phase of kashrut is the separation of milk and meat. Based upon the biblical statement, quote, thou shalt not seethe kid, baby goats, in its mother's milk. Well, your little kids, right? From this one law, there developed a complex of laws based upon the separation of all meat from all dairy food. The pious Jew waits 6 hours after a meal before eating any dairy food. So it would be a long time to wait for the ice cream. 6 hours. The separation of milk and meat extends to the use of two sets of dishes in the home, one for meat and one for dairy, as well as two sets of pots and pans and two sets of towels. The separation is taken quite seriously by the pious Jew. Prayers for special occasions. Bless before each meal, the blessing is recited. Blessed art thou, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread out of the earth. After each meal, a long grace is recited. Special additional prayers are included when three males or more eat together. That's the mesumen. Prior to the grace on weekdays, Psalm 137 is recited. Psalm 126 on Sabbath, festivals, and holidays. In addition, special blessings are prescribed for special events as they may occur. For example, when a pious Jew sees the trees of spring, or the ocean for the first time, meets a friend after a long absence, or observes any natural phenomena like the rainbow or meteors in the sky, he recites the blessing appropriate to the occasion. Of course, you'd have to know which blessing would be appropriate to that occasion. It takes years of study, of course. Festivals and holy days. The Sabbath is the great day of the week. During the 6 days, the traditional Jew looks forward to the Sabbath with eagerness. On Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbat, the eve of Sabbath or Shavuot, he sets aside his work earlier than usual and repairs to the synagogue. Notice he. When he returns home, he finds that his wife has kindled Sabbath lights and has placed on the table a white cloth, special challah, or twisted loaves of bread, and wine for Kiddush, the sanctification chant of the Sabbath. He places his hand on the head of each child in turn and blesses them. He also chants the verses from the 31st chapter of Proverbs in praise of his wife. A special meal is served, after which zimrot, distinctive songs for the Sabbath table, are sung before the closing grace. Every traditional Jew believes that on the Sabbath he possesses a nashama yatra, an additional soul with which to greet the Sabbath in joy, often setting a second place, a separate plate oftentimes is set. No work is permitted on the Sabbath day. The tradition is to consume 3 full meals on the Sabbath. The third meal was called Sidur Shelisit, frequently partaken of in the synagogue together with the community. After sunset, the Sabbath is bidden farewell with a ceremony known as the Haftalah, meaning the separation. In Jewish tradition, the peace and serenity of the Sabbath are a foretaste of the bliss of the world to come. After the Sabbath, the major Jewish holidays are Passover, Pentecost, New Year's Day, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Passover, Pesach, is observed in the springtime in memory of the emancipation of the Jews from Egyptian bondage. Pentecost, or Shavuot, commemorates the revelation of the Torah to Israel on Mount Sinai. New Year's Day occurs early in the fall. It is called Rosh Hashanah, and is the beginning of the religious year, a time of stock-taking and heart-searching. It is followed 10 days later by the Day of Atonement, which is known as Yom Kippur, a day of fasting and penitence. The Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot, is celebrated to commemorate the wandering of the Israelites in the desert when they were forced to live in Sukkot, or tents, or huts. Each of these special occasions has its distinctive rituals. Passover is associated with the Seder, or the family service, at which the Haggadah is recited, telling the story of the Exodus. The distinctive food is the matzvah, the unleavened cake, recalling the bread of affliction eaten by Israelite ancestors. It would be the Hebrews. On Shavuot, the synagogue is gaily decorated with flowers in commemoration of the early harvest in Palestine. Rosh Hashanah brings with it the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, which is symbolic of warning and hope. Continue with this a little bit more on the other side. Give us an idea of just what is Judaism.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, Christmas morning, December the 25th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Reading as we are from the Jewish History and Society out of the Encyclopedia Americana and a few Bible verses as well on this very special morning. Understanding some of the roots that have led us to this day. Of course, we would have to get into the history of the pagans and Constantine and others if we wanted to really understand this day, but just taking it for what it is sold as, laying down some of the background information so that we can also understand, and this is the 10th part in our series on Zionism, what it is and what it isn't. One of the things that I think that it's not, I don't think it's Judaism. Zionism is a, as I've said before, and we've shown from readings, it's a socialist tactic. It has another purpose beyond anything spiritual, largely atheistic. I think you would agree. If you've been paying attention, if not, go back and listen to these 10 broadcasts again in the past. I'm not going to dwell much longer on it. I think we'll change the topic on Monday. But it is certainly something that we need to be very well aware of, as even Tex Mars says, these Zionists seem to be running our country and maybe running the world. The best-known special prayer, again back to our encyclopedia, the best-known special prayer said on any of these occasions is the Kol Nidra, recited on the eve of Yom Kippur. When this prayer is recited, the traditional Jew feels that he is at the most solemn moment of the entire year. In this prayer, he prays for the release from any vows which he may make in moments of emotional excitement, which may alienate himself from his fellow men. It's kind of like the one-size-fits-all release clause. The exculpatory clause, it's the release clause, the Kol Nidra. You can be released from any vow which you might make in a moment of emotional excitement. I was so excited to be the President of the United States, I made that vow to the Constitution, but, you know, it wasn't really what was on my heart, it wasn't what I thought, it wasn't, well, it sounds like logical positivism. But let's let that be as it may. Minor festivals are Purim, which occurs in the spring, recalling the escape of the Persian Jews from the annihilations at the hands of Haman, or Haman. I strongly recommend that you study the book of Esther. And then after having read the book of Esther, that you might inquire on the internet and in other studies as to its authenticity. But Purim seems to be a favorite time for certain wars in the Orient to occur. Minor festivals, again, are Purim, which occurs in the spring, recalling the escape of the Persian Jews from the annihilation at the hands of Haman, and Hanukkah, the feast recalling the rededication of the temple after the Maccabean victory over the Syrian Greeks. Of course, if you're not familiar with the Maccabees, then you'll have to get a King James Bible with the Apocrypha sewn in the center of it to really pick that up. It's available elsewhere, too. You can get the apocryphal documents or texts, the extra-canonical, non-canonical texts, bound separately. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And though it may be just coincidence, he said rhetorically, being very aware of the special days in the Jewish calendar, you might notice that there are certain major geopolitical and financial events that seem to line up mysteriously with those days on that calendar, but that's just my observation during life. I used to keep the daytimer system in part of my life. It's kind of a daily calendar system. It helps you to put together to-do lists and goal setting and time management and all of that, and it works really good if you're in business or if you're an attorney or anything like that. So I used to carry them all the time, but over the years, it seemed as though the only really special days that were ever listed on their calendars were Jewish calendars, and then I made an inquiry into Daytimer, and when I discovered some of its roots, I quit carrying the Daytimer, but that's my own bias again, creeping in. Going back to this, it says in midsummer, there is a fast known as the Tisha B'Av, which recalls the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in the year 586 and again in the year 70 AD. In addition to fasting, the day is observed by the recital of the Book of Lamentations. Of course, there is another book by Shlomo Sand. It's called The Invention of the Jewish People by Verso Press, I think. You can look that up on the internet, browse it. It's rather spendy. I don't know whether it was published. It certainly was written by Shlomo Sand in Israel. I don't know whether it was published and printed there. I would hope not, but if it is, I'm going to have in my library soon, hopefully, that book. And we'll find out a little bit more about what he has to say. Of course, you know, I've quoted out of Barry Kammerich's work, Shabtai Zvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. I have many other books in my library as well. As we like to say on this broadcast, we listen to everybody, we read everything. And then we come to our own decisions and conclusions based on that research ourselves. And I would encourage you to do the same, even listening to this broadcast. I'm certainly far from infallible. I'm not part of the cult of comp. The infallibility of the Pope, brother. Isn't that arrogance and ignorance on steroids? The synagogue service. When the ancient temple in Jerusalem was destroyed, the Jews developed the institution of the synagogue, which enabled them, wherever they might find themselves, to carry on their worship and their study. So it's this idea of the portable temple, a synagogue. If we have time, we might refer back to Morals and Dogma on the Prince of the Tabernacle, but that'll be time-dependent today. We'll certainly come back to it again in the future. The synagogue took over in modified form many of the practices of the original temple, and because traditional Jews never ceased to hope that the temple would be rebuilt, all synagogues were oriented toward the east, and all prayers were recited while facing in that direction. The distinctive objectives in the synagogue are the Ner Tamid, or the eternal light. Light, the Masons always seeking more light, symbolizing the eternity of the faith of Israel. The Aron HaKadosh, or the Holy Ark, containing the parchment of the Pentateuch, read on Mondays, Thursdays, Sabbaths, and holidays before the congregation, and the Bima, or Bima, the platform, from which the service is conducted. Any Jew is permitted to conduct the service if he knows how to do so. However, most synagogues have a hazan, or cantor, a Jewish cantor, a cantor, Eli Halevi, St. Simonian, Eli Halevi in France, St. Simonians, who is versed in the traditional melodies and texts of the various services throughout the year. Each day, three services are held, the shacharit, the morning service, the mincha, the afternoon service, and the Mahiv. I'm probably butchering this stuff. I'm not that versed in foreign languages, especially Hebrew, although I have studied it. Evening service. The first two are in keeping with the temple ritual, where morning and afternoon sacrifices were offered daily. The evening service was a later innovation. General concepts. I'm getting near the end of this article, but you can see how in-depth each of these are. This written by Ira Eisenstein, a rabbi. Pretty credible articles here. In Jewish tradition, the complex of rites and observances contained in the Torah is obligatory upon all Jews, but the ethical ideals are universal in scope. Thus, for example, the seven so-called Noahide laws, are considered the basis of all human living. They've been adopted in the United States, by the way. They included the ban on murder, theft, cruelty to animals, sexual license, blasphemy, idol worship, and civil injustice. Non-Jews who observe them are looked upon as the righteous of the people of the world. Jews are taught that if they are faced with danger or death by virtue of their adherence to Judaism, they are permitted to neglect mitzvah, except the law against murder, sexual license, and idolatry. The observance of the law is put into the category of Kiddush Hashem. Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of the name of God. This implies that Jews should regard themselves as representatives of God on earth. Funny, isn't that what the Pope does? Well, I guess it's just everybody vying for the same offices. But anyway, they're representatives of God on earth. Therefore, any wrong action by them is a reflection on the power of God over human beings. Which, of course, we know are politically socialized creatures. Zedekah, commonly translated as charity, really has its roots in the word justice, just ice. What is implied is that society owes to the unfortunate the security and sustenance which all desire. It therefore becomes the responsibility of all who can to support those needing help, especially Israel. As a rule, a Jew is expected to give one-tenth of his income, maaser, to charitable purposes, altruism, humanitarianism, tithing, all that in there. The Jewish home. Hospitality is highly regarded. The ancestor, Abraham, who entertained his guests in his tent, is held up as the prototype of the hospitable man. It is the custom on the Sabbath, and particularly on Passover at the Seder, to ask guests to one's home. The Jewish home is perhaps the main bulwark of Jewish morality. The command, honor thy father and mother, and thy mother, is taken very seriously. Well, opening up our understanding of what is Judaism. Will?
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Choose company, three's allowed. With your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcast.
And so we have returned again, closing out on this little section here on the Jewish home. Again, it says the Talmud says that God's presence dwells in a peaceful and loving home. The ideal Jewish mother has always been considered the one who gives up to the standards prescribed in chapter 31 of Proverbs, verses 10 through 31. You might look that up for yourself. She is the Eshet Hayil, or the woman of worth. The father is bound to teach his son a trade. If not, says the Talmud, or Talmud, some call it, he brings him up to be a thief. It is also the father's duty to give his child an education. Many statements in the literature indicate that it is considered wrong for a Jewish family to live in a community which has no school. We won't have time today to go into the education, the traditional pattern, lengthy article in itself. But there's much to that statement. Jewish traditions in modern times. Last section here, five major points. Traditional Judaism is, therefore, again, this written back in 1940s, about 1947 perhaps, published in the 1951 edition of the Encyclopedia Americana, written by Ira Eisenstein, rabbi, author of Creative Judaism. Traditional Judaism is, therefore, a way of life which endeavors to make virtually every action of the Jew a means of rendering himself holy. All the rituals are intended to remind him that he is the servant of God, and so must honor his fellow man and live in accordance with the highest ideals. Since the beginning of the 19th century, the end of the 1800s, in the post-Marx time period, in the post-Claude Henri du Rouvroy, Saint-Simon period, the post-Auguste Comte period, the beginning of positivism, time period where the beginning of Fabian socialism, etc. Since the beginning of the 19th century, the traditional way of Jewish life has broken down. I misspoke. Since the beginning of the 19th century, so that would be 1801 forward. The traditional way of life, of Jewish life, has broken down to some extent, due to new social, economic, and political conditions. The integrity of the Jewish community was destroyed. As a result of the new cultural and intellectual challenges, many Jews began to question the fundamental assumptions of traditional Judaism. In order to adjust themselves to these new conditions of emancipation and enlightenment, key word, several different versions of Judaism developed. And these are the five. And so we have to be very careful about, you know, these broad brushstrokes. We need to clearly identify who it is we're talking about when we talk about Zionists and Jews. The Orthodox group continues to reaffirm the basic belief in the revelation of the Torah and its authority over all Jews. A strict adherence to this tradition is advocated, the Orthodox Jew. And you could ask, well, why were there so many Jews killed in Russia by these Jewish Bolsheviks? Well, some believe one way, some believe another. A dog is a dog in the eyes of the overlords. The Reform group, so we had the Orthodox, now here's the Reform. The Reform group has urged the abandonment of those rites and practices which set the Jew apart from his neighbor to too great an extent. Reform leaders have urged that only those rites and traditions be retained which have a direct religious or ethical significance. Hence, while they have retained the Sabbath, they have relaxed the stringency of its observance. They have abolished the pidyon habin. They have neglected the use of the phylacteries and the talit, or the head covering. In their marriage ceremony, the ketubah has given way to a simple marriage certificate. Reform Jews omit the use of the chuppah and the breaking of the glass. Dietary laws have been given up. Many of the restrictive rules of the Sabbath have been abolished, and many of the holidays have been shortened from 2 days to one. There is also greater stress on the ethical message of Judaism among the Reform group and a lesser emphasis on its ritual manifestations. In recent years, however, the Reform group has begun to readopt several of the traditional practices of Judaism and to revive some of the folk mores of the past. Without them, Judaism ceases to be a religious way of life and is reduced to an abstract religious philosophy. As we discuss it here on the at the home of philosophical radicalism. 3. The conservative. So now we have the Orthodox, the Reform, and the conservative. The conservative group is midway between the Orthodox and the Reform. Believing in retaining a maximum of the tradition, its leaders are nevertheless aware of the need for adaptations to new conditions. Thus far, however, they have not clarified just which traditions are to be kept and which are to be given up. The nationalists retain many of the traditions and customs of the Jewish people, but disassociate them from the religious significance which they originally conveyed. They wish to retain the Jewish way of life on purely national or ethnic grounds. And 5, and lastly, a new movement known as Reconstructionism, the youngest of all of those mentioned, urges the reinterpretation of traditional observances where such reinterpretation is possible, rendering them meaningful for modern times. It favors the abandonment of those which are completely obsolete, but also stresses the need for new creativity in Jewish life, and for the formulation of practices to help articulate new experiences and ideas. And so at the time of this writing, there were 5 different varieties, if you will, of Judaism. And then, of course, there's Zionism, which is a horse of another color. And all this, again, written by a rabbi. Ira Eisenstein. And we could look at Christianity and its development, beginning as it did on ostensibly, and for all purposes commercial, this day, so long ago. We could look at the various stripes and shapes and spots and colors that Christianity has taken in its journey these past 2,000 years, plus or minus. And we could iterate the numerous different sects and divergences and reformations and orthodoxies and conservatism and nationalisms and new movements and old movements that have popped into that.
Listening
to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again for the last half hour of today's two-hour broadcast. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so this Christmas morning, 866-841-1065. The telephone lamp is lit. The book that I have in front of me now, it was written or authored by Tim LaHaye. The title of the book is You Are Engaged in the Battle for the Mind, A Subtle Warfare. There's certainly a battle for the mind, no question about that. There are salutations given, I don't remember what you call it properly. Endorsements, if you will, that's the proper terminology, written on the inside covers and the back cover of this. One of these endorsers is Jerry Falwell, pastor of the Thomas Road Baptist Church. Another one is Dr. James Kennedy. Another one, Adrian Rogers, Josh McDowell, and others have endorsed this book. What relation they may or may not have with the Council on National Policy and other groups along that line, the Christian right, I'm not positive, but I have suspicions. But anyway, it's an interesting book because he does lay down some of the very basic planks. You know, go back to the Verona Treaty so long ago, where the black nobility of Europe, Western Europe, were congratulatory and thankful that the Catholic Church had been such a benefit to them helping them to quash this new freedom-minded peoples, this reformation coming on them and at them, starting again with October 31st, 1517. I mean, we can look at this time period that we're in from Halloween all the way to the 2nd of January, and we find ourselves up to our eyeballs in all kinds of mysteries. But certainly when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church on that fateful day in 1517, as I've said in the past, he essentially crucified Christ afresh and drove a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom. And we moved from the old world order into the new world order. And there's been a constant antagonism between Catholicism and Protestantism ever since. Always trying to bring all the sheep back into the fold, and they enlist all manner of people, including the Jesuits, to effect that. Actually, the Jesuits were created as a reaction to that. But we studied in Florence and Venice and in Rome. Prior to that, the emergence of the liberal arts, the idea of making stonemasons and sculptors and painters and writers and thinkers and philosophers and all of those people, instead of just the house pets of the wealthy elitist nobility of the time, they became raised up to this new level and became little demigods themselves. All of that is the foundational material necessary to understand the humanist movement. And humanism has, during the last 200 years, our author writes, captivated the, if not conquered, the thinking of the Western world. After conquering Europe's colleges and universities, it spread to America, where it has developed a stranglehold on all public education. There's much energy used up here. Everybody's all exercised over humanism, without perhaps taking into consideration that Martin Luther was supported in his endeavors by Philip Melanchthon. And Philip Melanchthon's uncle was a man named Johann Reuchlin. You can look all of this up for yourself. I've had to put these threads together by stumbling across these names in the encyclopedias. But what we're talking about here is kind of a Judaic humanist philosophy that stands at the very beginning of the Protestant faith. So it's a little bit specious, or maybe we just need to study it closer when we find ostensibly Baptists and other quote-unquote Protestants railing against the humanism that gave them their springboard. But let's find out a little bit more about it. Is recognizing as they did the strategic nature of both education and the communications field in waging their battle for the minds of mankind, the humanists gradually moved in until they virtually controlled both. Almost every major magazine, newspaper, TV network, secular book publisher, and movie producer is a committed humanist. And I have a dog that wants to come back in. I'm going to have to go probably in a moment and let her in. Maybe she'll pay me a moment's attention. But if we look at this, what do we just say here? That almost every major magazine, newspaper, TV network, secular book publisher, and movie producer is a committed humanist, surrounding himself with editors and newscasters who share his philosophy and selfdom, and seldom permit anything to be presented that contradicts humanism unless forced to by community pressure. Surely. If we can understand that both Johann Reuchlin wrote an extensive treatise on the Kabbalah, Jewish man. His nephew, Philip Melanchthon, wrote the Augsburg Confession, as near as I can tell, Jewish as well, and were humanists, as were many of the people in the Reformation period. Sir Thomas More. Many names come to mind. I don't know whether or not Zwingli would consider himself a humanist. We've talked about Spain and all of that. My, everyone wants to come on board at this time. We've talked about Spain and the Moors and their introduction into that region in those times of the writings of Aristotle and Plato and the others, which the humanists always put up on their bookshelf. I'll give you the list of some of the books that they question. Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, Voltaire, Rousseau, Gibbon, Weishaupt, Feuerbach, Paine, Nietzsche, Hegel, Huxley, and Russell, Bertrand, that would be. These are the humanists that are so feared by the Christian right, I guess. But it seems a bit peculiar, doesn't it? That we're standing at the top here, trying to saw off the foundation. Well, anyway, continuing here from the book, The Battle for the Mind by Tim LaHaye, it says, humanism seems so credible and logical to the man who does not understand God's wisdom that it is adopted readily by the masses, much to their own peril. Today's wave of crime and violence in our streets, promiscuity, divorce, shattered dreams, and broken hearts can be laid right at the door of secular humanism. As the scriptures teach, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, Romans 1:22. Unless our nation's leaders and a sufficient number of American citizens become aware of the truth about humanism, it will ultimately lead to anarchy, and our culture will be destroyed. Dr. Francis Schaeffer has warned that the ultimate end of humanism is always chaos. Order of chaos. Simply defined, humanism is man's attempt to solve his problems independently of God. Since moral conditions have become worse and worse in direct proportion to humanism's influence, which has moved our country from a biblically based society to an amoral, democratic, quote-unquote, democratic society during the past 40 years. One would think that humanists would realize the futility of their position. To the contrary, they treacherously refuse to face the reality of their failures, blaming them instead on traditional religion or ignorance or capitalism or religious superstitions. An obvious example of the futility of the humanist thinking appears in the United Nations. 35 years ago, the world's humanists who founded the UN and exercised absolute control over it promised that the UN would solve the problem of war and be the means of ushering in world peace. How well has the UN fulfilled this pledge? We have had more wars, death, and international catastrophes during the 35 years than in any other comparable period in world history. If you doubt that statement, just ask what the UN has done to help the Cambodians, South Vietnamese boat people, the Angolans, the Ugandans, and the 25 countries of Africa under totalitarian dictatorships. And this book published in 1980. Tim LaHaye. Certainly, he's not too far off the mark at this point. The world has put billions of dollars at the disposal of those or these humanist world planners who repay their supporters with increased dividends of futility. Well, find out a little bit more about humanism on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada.
and dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned, cruising into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. The telephone lamp is lit at 866-841-1065. Before I bring up Lark in Dallas, who's called in, certainly we'll welcome your calls as well. Let me give the last little couple of sentences out of this section of the book. I did not, Jim LaHaye writes, I did not have to be a prophet in 1945 when the UN was founded to predict it would never meet its goals, for our Lord warned mankind, quote, without me, you can do nothing. The year 1945 was the year the humanists decided to exclude God from the UN to keep from offending the communists. Another illustration of humanistic futility can be found in the prophecy of Dr. Horace Mann, who probably did more to humanize the American school system than any other person. In 1850, he sold America on the idea that secular education would solve the problems of crime and poverty in 100 years. Well, our author writes, I'll let you be the judge of whether that is true, even though we will spend $140 billion on secular humanistic education this year. Good morning, Lark. Thanks for calling in.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you so much, and you too.
You mentioned a spendy book earlier, and by the way, I've been rapt with this entire series listening to your readings. Quite a public service you're providing here, I must say. I just want to just mention a few threads that I was following and I've been listening this past few days, if I might.
Go ahead. And that book, and that
I noticed
and
that book,
and that book, by the way, is authored by Shlomo Sands, and it's called and it's called The Invention of the Jewish People. It's a new release.
I've read the reviews on that because I don't really buy a lot of books anymore because I've got about 3,000 already. But I'm interested to get your take after.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Will.
No, that's all right. We just have a slight time delay between us. That's all.
Yeah. Well, after you get that book, I can't wait to get your take on it. who knows, I might buy it. I'm also interested in some other books. I can't think of their authors. One of them is a... well, he wrote, if you look it up online, he wrote something called a Desideratum.
Yes.
And it is related to an entire, a very in-depth study of Judaism in and of itself. But here's the threads I'm following. The book that I'm going to reference first is called The Right of Conquest, The Acquisition of Territory by Force in International Law and Practice. And it's by an author named Sharon Corman, written in 1996. $150.
My goodness.
If you want used ones, you can get them for $185.
What a bargain.
But be that as it may, yeah, really. It's good to talk about spendy. But anyway, this was, of course, a woman who is a Rhodes Scholar and an Oxford legal authority, if you will. And I was thinking about elitism, and I was wondering if the reason this book is so high is because they don't want that many people to have access to it.
There are many of those like that, including a lot of the publications put out by the United Nations. They are almost intentionally high. They are expensive to print. They don't. They never spare the photographic plates. They never spare money on the quality of the paper. But they are very, very expensive. And if you're in the habit, like I am, of acquiring these things, I'm almost reduced to poverty trying to keep up with the stuff.
I can well imagine. So anyway, I should take quick note of Greg Hallett, who wrote Hitler Was a British Agent, said that Israel was the only nation on earth that's actually colonizing today. I thought that was rather interesting. But here's the things that I wanted to take note of, and I'm going to send you an email of this. Regarding topics of interest that I have. First of all, Friedrich List and the American System of Political Economy.
Yes.
Lysander Spooner's The Constitution of No Authority. Pierre-Joseph Proudhon's What is Property?
Yes.
Circumcision, is it a good thing? Not so good, not so bad, or a bad thing? I contend it is unjustified violence.
Committed against a child.
And also, too.
Committed against a child.
Pardon?
Committed against a child, a baby boy at his most vulnerable moment.
Yeah, I think it's quite barbaric and unjustified entirely. Then there's also the right of conquest, the law of discovery, laws of war, slavery. I thought we had abolished slavery in America. Freedom and truth. Does either one exist? Is the Jewish concept of supremacy a valid claim of quote-unquote divine right? Is it an outmoded form of racism which should be made illegal in American and international law? And then finally, is kosher ritual slaughter barbaric or inhumane? I thought those would be interesting to you, and I'll send that to you in an email.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. We can look at these kinds of lists of books, you know, and this would probably, if I could afford to acquire them all and had the time and leisure to read them all, I would probably be out into sometime in August to get them done. I've got maybe, I think I've got about 10 coming right now that I recently put in a request for. And I look forward to reading those. But it's like the Bible teaches, you know, it's like ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. At a certain point, our discernment antennas have to be run up all the way to the top, to the mast. There's no end to the amount of material. I've been asking in the past, Will, why don't you write a book? Well, I could write a book. But I think perhaps one of the most humbling experiences that I could ever experience, Lark, would be to travel off to the Library of Congress or to some of the great libraries at the universities around the world and just go in and look at all that has been written. You know, it's like St. Thomas Aquinas wrote towards the end of the Summa Theologica. You know, it's all of this, all he stopped writing. You know, it's like all of this writing is just like leaves of grass, you know. They're just so many blades of grass, each another new page. We've had all of these thoughts over the past, and I don't know whether or not we've come to the point now where, as they say, you know, it's the time for thinking is over and the time for action is upon us, you know. So I don't know. But I would like to have that list, because I think some of those books that you mentioned, if I go and look, I think Proudhon Property is in my library. Frederick Leist is in my library. I haven't heard of the circumcision, but I've thought on it and read about it. And certainly, when you look at the blood sacrifice ritual, you've really got to have a strong stomach to be able to deal with that kosher meat idea.
Well, you know, there's some the important thread of inquiry that I'm pursuing, more than one, of course, but I rather doubt that the princes and kings of Europe truly gave up their what was encoded in law at that time, their right of conquest based on law of discovery, and so forth and so on. I seriously doubt it. I honestly believe that when the Constitution was created, it was created with the gentleman's agreement in mind. And they were basically agreements between these people in Europe, particularly Britain, and the framers of the Constitution. This is why Patrick Henry smelled a rat. And, you know, the more I study, the more I believe that, quite honestly, we were never granted our sovereignty in this country, which, of course, I think is wrong. And we have been basically bamboozled and a conquered nation living as plantation slaves for the entirety of our history. And, of course, we were actually born into slavery.
If you were to go and look at the Iconoclast report and go to Carolyn Harris's website, I think you'll find that in her New World Order library, you'll find some corroborating information. Well, good call as always, Lark. We're all out of time, folks. This has been our Christmas edition. I'll be back again on Monday. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in, Lark. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
happy holidays from all of us here at Oracle Broadcasting.